with the awareness. The many jewels, the treasures I have accumulated over these precious days. I am enriched and content. Feel full of all treasures from the ocean. And I now prepare myself for the Avyakt meeting. Where up to 1 million Brahmins will gather in small clusters all over the world, united in our love for the One.
I'm the soul. I'm at the center of everything I have ever been. Many layers of many births. On top of the original me. Surrounding the soul the layers of my Tamo sanskars things that I've accumulated which are not me even the Raja sanskars the many births of searching and subtle vices, even the golden and silver age sanskars, when I was at my best, they are not the original me. I'm just the soul. That I've always been. And I lost myself in my own story. I don't need to become anything. I just have to be what I am. Let those layers move away. I don't need to go anywhere. I just have to be where I am. So where am I? In my original state. I'm surrounded by light. Just a tiny seed. No words even. It's pure truth. Shining. Close to Shiv Baba, just bathing in that light, more experience than thought. Soul, God, nothing else. no one else.
special, unique vibration that is created when I connect with Baba. Even discern where I end and Baba begins. We are as one.
at the same time, I, the soul, I'm surrounded by the sounds and the scenes of this room here. Physical sensations, at a slightly deeper level, the present identity. I'm surrounded by the memories of things that are not here, connected with roles and relationships in the world, even in the BK world. So those things are there. And I'm at the center of both things. Center of 360 degrees of physical things, and all of the people and objects connected with my present identity. But at a subtle level, at the same time, my true spiritual identity in this world, at this time, the role as a spiritual servant or benefactor. In this, I'm surrounded by Bhaktada. He's with me at this level of serving in this world. That is the purpose of the subtle region. So I can see those three things happening at the same time. I'm aware. Of those three situations. But at my deepest level, I'm not surrounded by the physical world, nor the roles and relationships, not even my spiritual role as Baba's helper. I'm just the soul in the soul world, surrounded by light, free. Unencumbered. No connections with anyone or anything. Just bathing in Shiv Baba's light. In this state I am. Like Baba. Peace. totally full, content. Totally true, pure, those other three situations seem far away. Just remain the seed of everything that I became. With Baba and like Baba.
Through Manman above, resting my mind in Baba's mind, surrendering to his will. Through Madhyajipa, remembering the one in the middle, my aim and objective of returning back to my original state. I have become like Baba. come on. I have allowed myself to become like Baba. This has brought me so close to God. Over many years, I've walked with God, I've talked with God. Beautiful, benevolent. The proof of my love for Baba is to become equal. I have been colored by his company to such an extent that I now know Baba. He is beautiful. He is benevolent. And my love is a love of recognition. love is recognition. I am one of millions that knows God, experiences God. And who has the love of recognition.
I'm the soul. I'm awake. Not just physically, but spiritually. Neither do I allow the body to make me tired, nor my thinking. Finally, I'm awake. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know who belongs to me and what belongs to me. I exist at the center of all of these dimensions. I don't need to leave the world. I allow the world to leave me. Everything that I've ever done can leave me. And there I am, in my original state, just a shining point of light. Very close to Shiv Baba. Just bathing in his rays. Even though all of these things are happening around me, I'm in the middle, still, full, charged. Feeling of gratitude for everything that is good and powerful in me. Baba has made that happen. I'm awake. I'm aware. Of all of the things that are not me, because I know who I am. Eternal soul. I've looked into the mirror of Baba and I've seen myself as I really am. this awareness pushes away all of the things that are not me. And I become just like Baba, radiating peace and love. Purity. Contentment. Because there's no distance between souls. No physical distance. Just by becoming what I am, I can have impact on every single soul. Contact with Baba helps me do that. I become silent. I affect the whole universe. To that extent.
talk to you. Showing me everything I do. And there's a light that shines on you there every day, my friend, guiding you through the stars back home. And everything I'd ever got from you. Shines on.